Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray Jean. I'm here with Gail Cerventi. She's the co-chair of the Autism Nature Trail in Letchworth State Park, which is currently under construction. Gail, how are you today?
I am wonderful. Thank you for inviting us to come and speak with you, Rachel.
Of course. It's great to have you in the studio as well. We've been doing these over the phone because of COVID, so I love being able to talk face-to-face.
Yes, thank you.
So the Autism Nature Trail is so exciting. It's going to be so inclusive for everyone. Just tell me all about it. You know, what was the idea behind it, and how has it come to fruition now?
So the project is now 7 years in the making. We are entering our eighth year. So what happened, how it all came together, is Lauren Penman, who is one of the co-chairs, and Susan Hernstein. She is the third member of the aunts is what we have come to be called.
That's amazing.
And the two of them were at a fundraising function for the Humphrey Nature Center, which is located at Letchworth State Park. And they were talking about, wouldn't it be wonderful to have an amenity to the Humphrey Nature Center, to have a nature trail to complement the Humphrey Nature Center. Then, as Lauren and Susan spoke, and this was the first time that they had met one another, they then were saying, well, gee, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a nature trail devoted to those with autism and other developmental disabilities? And each of them shared an inspiring story about autism and how it has impacted each of their lives. So neither one of them had clinical experience, direct contact with those with autism. So Susan knew that I was a speech-language pathologist, and she called me, and I went and met with Susan and Lauren in early August of 2014, and they said to me, what do you think a trail devoted to those with autism might look like? So instantly I knew that the majority of individuals with autism have sensory issues, sensory processing, sensitivities to touch, to smell, to loud noises, to bright lights, tactile sensitivities, and also even balance issues, some understanding of body positioning in space. So we all got very excited, and then for the next 6 months, we conducted independent research. I tried to reach out to famous speech-language pathologists in the area of autism, and Lauren was able to speak with Temple Grandin, who is probably the most famous adult on the autism spectrum.
Wow.
Rachel, have you heard of Temple Grandin before?
No. I have not.
Okay. So she is a college professor in Colorado, and she has her PhD in animal sciences. And so Lauren was able to speak with Temple, and because Lauren was wondering, is there anything like this that you know of, because we want to do something in Western New York, and we need some guidance. So Temple said, gee, I know of nothing like this. This sounds fascinating, but let me give you some guiding principles. So Temple's guiding principles were, be sure to have your trail in deep nature. Do not have a strip mall nature trail, meaning don't have it next to a highway where you can hear distracting noises from cars and horns and that kind of thing.
Sure.
The other one was, be sure to have predictable and consistent elements on the trail, and that will alleviate the fear of the unknown for those on the autism spectrum. And then the third element was, be sure to have places apart from the main trail, where people, if they have a meltdown, if they're becoming uncomfortable due to too many people on the trail, or some noises, whatever might be affecting them, have places off of the trail. And we have those elements. They're called our alone zones.
Okay. And what can be expected in the alone zones?
Yeah. So, why don't I back up a little bit
Sure.
and tell you about the trail. It is directly behind the Humphrey Nature Center.
Okay.
And it is a 1 mile looped configuration. So it starts directly behind the center and ends at the center so that the visitors have access to the bathroom facilities, to internet, to first aid, to any emergency services are right there at the Humphrey Nature Center. Then along the trail, we have 8 stations. And they are devoted to different senses. So the very first, you walk in from the parking lot, and right along the trail, at the very beginning of the trail, we have 3 rock configurations to look like the ant body.
Okay.
So that is starting the idea of consistency. And those little ant bodies, there's about 5 or 6 of them, lead up to the Trailhead Pavilion. You walk through the Trailhead Pavilion, and in the Trailhead Pavilion, we'll have maps, we'll have activities, activity guides, and then you walk through the pavilion and step onto the trail, and there you are. In nature.
Deep nature.
Deep nature. And so you come to the very first station, which is called the sensory station, which is basically devoted to touch and smell. So there will be different elements collected from the park depending upon the season.
Oh, wow.
So there'll be pine cones, pine needles, dried seed pods, moss possibly, dried flowers to smell. And so people can then manipulate those, especially, you know, they might be fearful, oh, I've never touched a pine cone before.
Sure.
So their caregivers will be encouraging them to do some exploration.
That's so
then,
great.
Yeah. And then you walk along the trail a little way, and the next station is called the Sunshine Slope. And that is on a gently sloping hill, and you walk up a maze configuration, a zigzag kind of trail.
Okay.
And you get to the top of it, and you can turn around and look to see the maze direction that you've come from. And on there, it's a bermed, there are several bermed hills that you walk around, and they will have all different plantings, wildflowers and shrubs.
Wow.
And it will be colorful and beautiful.
It sounds like this was like extremely well and creatively thought out.
You know, I have a story about the Sunshine Slope. So we were walking very early on with our design team. We have a 4-member design team.
Okay.
Comprised of 2 landscape architects, a natural playscape designer, and then a nationally credentialed occupational therapist from Rhode Island, which coincidentally is where I grew up.
Okay.
So anyway, as we were walking the trail early on, Rusty Keeler, who is the owner of Earth Play, the natural playscape designer, he looked at the hill and there was sunshine glinting through the trees.
Oh, so beautiful.
And he said, that's the Sunshine Slope. And that's the kind of creativity that these design team consultants have created for us. Then you walk a little further and you come to the music circle, and that's a little further off of the trail. And we are going to have musical instruments for individuals to play. They will emit lower tones. They won't be too loud. They won't be too shrill. And then we'll have 2 alone zones off of the music circle, which of course is understandable.
Absolutely.
So one of the alone zones will have a musical instrument for the individual if they want to play on their own, a little drumming type thing. And then the other one will be just complete silence.
Okay.
Okay, so then as we come back down, we walk a little further, we are just about at the halfway point. And there we have the curiosity corner, and there is a glider there. So if people, because gliding motions are very comforting and soothing for those with autism.
I did
very
not know
often.
That.
Yes, yeah. And that is also the halfway point where we have a cutback to the Trailhead Pavilion. So individuals can think, okay, you know what? We've had enough of a visit for the first time. We've traveled a half a mile, a little bit more. I think this is enough for our first visit. And they can cut back to the Trailhead Pavilion. So then on the other side of the trail, we have the Reflection Knoll. And that is such a beautiful spot within a circular pine configuration. And we have these big boulders. We have 12 boulders, and then we have a boulder in the center. So people can sit around. It might be a place where a classroom might come, and the teacher might have the students sitting on the boulders and talking about what they've experienced on the trail so far.
Sure.
And it's really cool. We've got three. We had a granite carver come, excuse me, and he carved three ants in the center boulder. And then along the periphery, there are animals from the park carved into the side of four of the boulders.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, excuse me. So teachers might have like a scavenger hunt. And now we move into more gross motor balance type activities, because the next station is called the Meadow Run and Climb. And there's a big hill you can run up, roll down, jump around on. And then there's an area that is devoted to balance and understanding your body positioning in space. So there are several. There's a rope climb. There are logs of little log rounds that you hop up and go down. There is a balance beam to walk on that's, you know, fairly wide, like maybe 5 inches wide.
Sure.
So, again, this is all for balance and understanding body positioning in space.
And then before that, you guys are having a bench auction, which you brought pictures in of the bench. They are gorgeous. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so we are still actively fundraising. We have raised most of the money for the trail. And if I may say, the parks generously gave us this land. They really were excited to donate this land to us. But as with all state funding, they said, here's the deal. We're happy to give you the land. However, you must raise the money for construction and to fully endow the trail for programming and for maintenance. And so this is kind of a one and done deal. Once we reach our goal, we've raised over $3.2 million.
Wow.
And we just have a little under $500,000 to go to reach our $3.7 million goal, which means the trail will be funded in perpetuity. We won't need to bug people for money anymore.
Absolutely.
But anyway, but now at the end of August, we are having a bench auction. And we have six beautifully chainsaw carved benches that reflect the animal life in the park. We came across this family of chainsaw artists, the Pratt family. Rick Pratt, the father, and all of his family are chainsaw artists, even his little granddaughter.
Oh my goodness.
And so two of his sons carved 5 of the benches, and his wife did this most magnificent butterfly bench with flowers. It's brightly colored. It's the only colored, the only painted bench. The rest of them are all natural. We have a squirrel bench, we have a raccoon bench, a bird bench, bunny bench, and an owl bench. And
wow,
they're absolutely spectacular. So everybody, look online at theautismnaturetrail.com and see our beautiful benches.
And is that where people can also go to donate?
Yes, absolutely. They can donate there. Our bench auction will be orchestrated by GiveSmart, which is a nonprofit organization, and they will run the auction for us.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great news. Mm-hmm. This has been such an interesting conversation so far. I just want to know, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Let me talk about all of the partnerships.
Sure.
Of course, parks. Our parks people have been so incredibly supportive. We have a parks engineer who is overseeing the daily construction of the project, and he has just put his whole heart and soul into it. And he just loves this project, as all of the parks people do. And like I said earlier, we've got Jen Hackett from Camp Puzzle Piece. She will be our programming partner. We have the Perry Central School District as our managerial business partner. So they will handle all of the maintenance contracts and oversee all of the maintenance. Now, let me talk about the Perry Central School, because Daryl McLaughlin is the superintendent of schools. And when we spoke with him about this, he really saw the value that it will add, that it will help to educate their students, their high school students who may be considering becoming special education teachers or a clinical person, a speech pathologist or an occupational therapist, having them come and volunteer on the trail. He envisions having teachers becoming certified in the in knowing how to talk to people about the trail and taking classrooms on the trail. So, but the other cool thing that they're doing, we're going to have a website that will have a virtual walkthrough of the trail. And the Perry Central School District, the students will be doing the drone technology, the drone flyover of the trail. Yes.
Oh, so cool. And people can kind of, you know, see it before they actually experience it.
And that whole, that goes back to the idea of the consistency, the predictability.
Absolutely.
So that the person with autism can experience the trail ahead of time, and therefore that may allay some of their fears about fears of the unknown.
I want to go check it out for myself. I'd love to come see all of this.
Absolutely. Well, we are all throughout the month of August and September, we're giving VIP tours of the trail. And the engineer, Eric Bach, takes people on a walkthrough of the trail, explains the trail. Generally, I'm there, or Lauren might be there, to accompany the guests to explain all of the ideas behind it, give some of the history, and talk about what we're envisioning for the future.
Amazing.
And how this will help not only those with autism, but it will help give families a place to visit. And these individuals, these families, can feel very comfortable. This is their place to be.
Absolutely.
And if there are outbursts from individuals with autism, that's okay.
It's understandable.
That is absolutely fine. It is accepted. It is welcomed. It is embraced.
For it.
It's a place to learn.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. You are Gail Cervanti, co-chair of the Autism Nature Trail, coming up in Letchworth State Park. I'm Ray G, and this is Rochester Speaks.